Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent now with the Bipartisan Policy Center. And Jim, there was not much bipartisanship in the House impeachment inquisition yesterday.
Yeah, I think you're correct in saying that, Mark. I don't think you would have detected a lot of bipartisanship if you were looking for it. That's
no,
correct.
Not at all. So yeah, I have to ask. I mean, it was
like a lot of political motives around there. Don't you think?
No doubt.
That's what's so ironic about this whole thing, because the underlying question here is a president or any political actor forbidden from pursuing a policy which they would otherwise have a perfect right to pursue because they allegedly also have a political motive for pursuing it, right? That's what they're charging Trump. I mean, he had a right to ask Ukraine to investigate corruption, including this Hunter Biden thing. What he has a right to ask for, he has a right to insist upon. He has a right to value. That's what Biden did, right? He made... firing the prosecutor, going after corruption, a condition of aid, which he had a perfect right to do. It was not an impeachable offense. You can argue it was bad policy, right? So did Biden have a political motive when he did that? Look, I'm a politician. I would bet you good American money that when Biden went through that whole song and dance, he was thinking, this is going to be a great story to tell on the stump.
Yeah.
You think there's probably a diary entry. Joe Biden saying, boy, this is going to be great when I run for president. So you can attack him politically for that, but it's not an impeachable offense. I mean, you think that the people running this impeachment thing are not taking politics into account?
Well, of course.
So the question is it a legitimate policy to pursue? Now, one thing I know about Trump, okay, is he is obsessed, and I think too much so, with the idea that countries waste the aid we give them. It really, really bugs him, okay? And this is consistent all over the globe. He thinks other countries are freeloading off us. And I think that's what was manifesting itself here. So, I mean, look, suppose he had said to himself, I know I'm going on a rant, but I'll be over in a second. Suppose he'd said to himself, you know, I really ought to bring up this Hunter Biden thing with this guy. But if I do, and if it gets out, they'll attack me politically, which is exactly what's happening, right? So I'm not going to bring it up. Then you could turn around and say you're not doing your job because you're afraid of the political fallout for yourself, right?
Right. Yeah. No,
and,
no.
And there is no way out of this. Once you start saying we're going to impeach or expel people because they have a political motive for something that they're doing, even though it's a legitimate policy, invested in corruption is a legitimate policy, you know, it's never ending. Well, I mean, it's all over the place. And well, you can't tell politicians in a political system that they can't act politically.
Right. Because that's what they do. And to your point, though, listen to Congressman John Ratcliffe yesterday. I thought he made some great points, but among them was one about the U.S. aid. And you said that this president's concerned the fact that it's wasted. But quite frankly, it's used as well to leverage countries to get what we want. It's done every day, and we do it with a lot of different countries. Go to cut 26, please.
In the past year, was aid withheld from Pakistan?
Yes, sir.
Why was aid withheld from Pakistan?
Excuse me. Because of unhappiness over the policies and behavior of the Pakistani government toward certain proxy groups that were involved in conflicts with the United States.
And in the past year, was aid also withheld from Honduras?
Aid was withheld from the three states in Northern Central America, yes.
The past year, was aid withheld from Lebanon?
Yes, sir.
And when aid was first withheld from Lebanon, were you given a reason why it was withheld?
No.
So having no explanation for why aid is being withheld is not uncommon?
I would say it is not the normal way that we function.
but does happen.
It does happen.
It does happen. There were three or four good examples of us dangling the carrot at the end of the stick to get what we want.
Well, I tell you, we have an agency that does international aid, the Agency for International Development, AID, it's called. And the aid is always conditional on transparency, on them meeting certain standards. Now, it's a process of negotiations because you're grading these countries to some degree on the curve. I mean, you want them to be making progress. They don't operate the way we do. This is standard policy. As I said, I tend to, if I was making those decisions, I would say, I want the Ukrainians to mess up the Russians, and I want that more than I want them to investigate corruption. Okay? That was not the policy of the Obama administration. And Trump was trying to get both by pressuring them. I doubt he did a quid pro quo, but I think he did pressure them. That's exactly what Obama did. This happens all the time. And he's probably thinking in the back of his mind, boy, at some point in a debate, I'm going to be able to say, you know, I cleaned up what these countries were doing. I mean, you know, I could give you examples from my own time because, when you're doing your job and trying to pursue good things, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, gee, I hope the voters reward me for this, right?
Sure.
So, and that's the way the system operates. So that's how I viewed this from the beginning. Like, I'm open-minded. I haven't seen anything that would cause me to change my mind about this. I have been surprised that they have been unable to get any direct evidence that even what they're claiming happened. So it looks like there's real factual as well as sort of legal issues with the case they're trying to make. They can't prove it. Even if they could prove it, I don't think it's a real problem. It's maybe an avenue for politically attacking the president. I don't think it's an offense, much less an impeachable offense, but I think they're having real trouble proving it, too.
Right. Yeah. You know, Laura Cooper is one of the people that testified yesterday. She's with the State Department. This is what she said. Cut number 27.
Sir, I absolutely agree that the Javelin system is an important capability and that this was a very important decision to support Ukraine with this capability.
So the Javelins, it's a rocket defense system, correct?
Yeah, it's an anti-tank system.
Yeah.
I'm almost certain I'm correct about that. I could Google it while I'm talking to you, but I'm pretty sure it's an anti-tank system. And it's an important system. We're giving, one of the things I like about what Trump's done is he's giving them lethal aid, which
right.
Obama never did. Obama sent them blankets, you know, which is fine. But I think we ought to give them some means to defend themselves against the Russians, which we did. I, by and large, like Trump's Ukraine policy. He's pushed. I don't dislike the Hunter Biden thing was a particularly egregious example because put yourself in the president's position. You're trying to get the Ukrainians to clean up their act and emphasizing how important it is, right? And that everybody's tried to do this. So all the time you're trying to do that, you got the son of your vice president who's getting $600,000 a year, basically because he's the son of the vice president. So what do you say if the Ukrainian president brings it up and says, you know, you're pushing us about all this corruption stuff, and here's your guy doing this?
Right.
When I heard about it, I was really surprised that President Obama didn't call Biden in quietly at some point when he found out about it and say, you got to stop this. You got to tell him to get off that board because it makes us look really hypocritical in what we're telling the Ukrainians to do. I was surprised that President Obama didn't do that.
Yeah.
I assume he knew about it. I don't know how
they couldn't. Several people have testified that they warned, I think the first day, one of the first two witnesses testified that he warned the vice president's office of the conflict of interest. And he was basically told he's dealing with his son who's dying and he doesn't have bandwidth for this right now. And then they kind of moved on. They just didn't seem that interested.
There's a personal element to this. And I'm not saying that they did anything that violated any law. I'm saying that on its face, it's an apparent conflict of interest, right?
Right.
And
right.
So it calls for an investigation. And I am a little surprised that the president didn't have a conversation with the vice president and say, look, I know this is difficult for you personally, and I'll support you in any, you know, in other ways you try and help your son. But this sticks out like a sore thumb. I mean, how do you go to the Ukrainians and tell them that you got to clean up your act when we got this going on?
Yeah, I agree. You know, the kudos to the Gateway Pundit. They were the first ones to report this. But the Ukrainians have issued an indictment against this guy that owns Burisma. The problem is they can't find him. Nikolai Zochevsky, I think is his name. And the reason they're after him, and this puts a new spin on this as far as I'm concerned. The reason they're after him is because their allegation is that he was paying Hunter Biden and the other members of this board not with money from the profits of his company, but with money that he had stolen from the coffers of the government of the Ukraine. And that's why they're after him. So that, in other words, that would end up implicating anybody who was on the board at the time this happened. They just can't find Zochevsky to serve him with the indictment, apparently. So,
yeah, it was not. Look, these operations are not the kind that you want to get deeply involved in. And I mean, if you want to keep your skirts clean, and which is another reason why I really think it would, you know, when I heard about this, what Biden was doing, Hunter Biden, I mean, not the vice president, I said to myself, my gosh, because he doesn't know anything about oil and gas or anything about Ukraine. So the only reason he's on there is either to actually exercise influence with his father, or so the company can claim that he can exercise influence with his father, right?
Right. Right.
Because there's no other reason why he'd be on there. And that's a very bad look. I mean, at the minimum, it's a really bad optic in the context of the overall policy. So, I think Trump almost had a duty to bring it up in some way. And as I said, you know, when you're pursuing a legitimate policy, the fact that Trump maybe had in the back of his mind there'd be a political fallout one way or another to this is just, you know, to me, it doesn't bring it into the category of an offense. Now, again, you can attack the policy. You can attack him politically. You can say he wasn't really trying to clean up corruption. He was just trying to go after Biden. Okay, that's fair game, but I just don't see it in the category of an impeachable offense.
Yeah, they haven't proven that case yet. Certainly, of course, you'd never know that if you're watching the three networks this morning. That's for sure. Jim, did you watch the debate last night by the Democrats?
I've been reading about it. No, I was on a plane. I got in late. I've been reading about it. Evidently, it's probably a good thing that I missed it, because every story I read said it was kind of dull.
Well, it was they were kind of battling over who could spend either more or less of your tax dollars. They're all going to spend more to some degree, but some are going to spend less of that more than others. Does that make sense?
You know, there's a thing working here, which I think is helping the mayor. The Democrats generally like to get somebody who is new on the national scene to nominate. Now, the last time they didn't, they picked Hillary over Bernie, although it was a huge battle. Bernie would have been the fresher figure, right? And I think that helps the mayor and helps the people who were not nationally known before the campaign. The Democrats tend to like to get somebody new. I mean, look at Obama, right? Clinton was new. And I think that's probably helping them a little bit, but I don't think any of them have assumed the dominant position yet.
No, I would agree with that. I thought that Tulsi Gabbard made she made some arguments last night. She got called out for it. They basically called her a conservative acting as a Democrat, although she endorsed Bernie Sanders last time around, so we know that's not the case. But listen to Cut 36 here.
That our Democratic Party, unfortunately, is not the party that is of, by, and for the people. It is a party that has been and continues to be influenced by the foreign policy establishment in Washington, represented by Hillary Clinton and others' foreign policy, by the military-industrial complex and other greedy corporate interests.
Yeah. Harris immediately called her out, said that she has no place on the stage. She's been critical of Barack Obama. She cozied up to the Trump administration. She was basically trying to Trump shame Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah. And I really wish that they would engage instead of shaming. In other words, engage what she says. I mean, I would have said, you know what? I kind of wish there was a big military-industrial complex. We did have one in Eisenhower's day.
Right.
But beginning 25 years ago, okay, we have underfunded the budget of the armed forces. And as a result, we've had all these consolidations in the defense industry. And we don't have a strong enough defense industrial base today. I mean, maybe one time we did, but we don't anymore. I mean, we need more companies that are willing to make products that the country can use to defend itself. So, I would have engaged with her on that issue, but You know, this idea of, well, you don't have a right to be here. I don't like that. You know what I mean? Everybody has a right to participate.
Well, Harris is just trying to make a little bit of room for herself, and she's still drawing single digits in the ratings. So she's got to attack anyone she can.
She does.
Jim, thanks again. Have a great week.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.